A reminder, there is no screen tonight, so you'll want to find the hymns in your hymnal as we go through the service. Join me responsively in the call to worship. We are in the midst of Holy Week. We give our attention to the journey of Christ to the cross. Precious Lord, Easter Sunday is such a wonderful and exciting day. Guide us that we don't forget the journey to that glorious morning. It is nothing to you, all you who pass by. Look and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow. Spring is full of new life and excitement. May our journey tonight remind us of Jesus' journey on Holy Week. And now join in the hymn 488, Jesus, Remember Me, sung twice.
Please be seated. Our first scripture from Mark 14. On the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?" So he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there." So the disciples set out and went to the city and found everything as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. And when it was evening, he came with the 12, and when they had taken their places and were eating, Jesus said, "Truly one of you will betray me." While they were eating, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly, I tell you, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Peter said to him, "Even though all become deserters, I will not." And Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you, this day, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times."
And now join me in singing the hymn, "To Mock Your Reign," found on 285 in the Methodist hymnal. You may not be familiar with this hymn, but you'll recognize the tune.
Please be seated. Then they seized Jesus and led him away, bringing him into the high priest's house. But Peter was following at a distance, and when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them. Then a servant girl, seeing him in the firelight, stared at him and said, "This man also was with him." But Peter denied it, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." A little later, someone else on seeing him said, "You are one of them." Peter said, "I am not." Then about an hour later, still another kept insisting, "Surely this man also was with him, for he is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you were talking about." At that moment, while they were still speaking, the cock crowed. The Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the words of the Lord, how he had said, "Before the cock crows today, you will deny me 3 times. And he went out and wept bitterly. Let's be in an attitude and a spirit of prayer. Loving Lord, we've journeyed from the celebration of Tuesday, celebrating and carrying the excitement of Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras. And then we turn to Lent. And we have been journeying, Lord, as we attempt to comprehend and remember your journey. Remembering your temptations in the wilderness, and for 40 days our pausing through Lent to reflect upon ourselves, our failures, and our successes, your gifts in our midst, your love that never leaves us, and our journey to return to you in all times and places. Tonight, in this Good Friday of Holy Week, in this week of the journey from Jesus makes to the cross, that this week we pause, and tonight we remember his suffering. We, Lord, have suffered, and sometimes we feel sorry for ourselves and we complain, and yet to understand his suffering is beyond our comprehension. And yet willingly he proceeded forth. It's easy to look forward to the morning and the Easter and the celebration and the resurrection, but there is no journey to Easter except through Jesus' passion and his death. And so tonight we pause in an evening service, allowing the sunshine to fade away and gradually darkening the sanctuary to reflect the darkness that fell upon the earth with Jesus' absence. Lord, be with us. Enrich our journey that it might be one that grows us closer to you, that draws us more intimately to follow you, that guides us in our journey to follow your new commandment of loving one another. And especially on this night, Lord, may we pause and acknowledge all who are hurting, all who are suffering, all who are enduring hardships. Especially, Lord, we lift those around the world caught up in wars. And we ask, is there a way that we can be better Christians and offer the Prince of Peace? Guide us, Lord. Guide us in a world that doesn't seem to follow you in all times and places. Guide us that we would follow and might offer ourselves. Lord, we come tonight. We come humbly. We come knowing that you are with us, for where three or for two or more are gathered in your name, you are there among us, and we are thankful. Lord, be with us. Lord, carry us. Amen. I invite the ensemble.
one mic.
Thank you.
From Mark 14. They took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes were assembled. Now the chief priests and the whole council were looking for testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. For many gave false testimony against him, and their testimony did not agree. Some stood up and gave false testimony against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another, but not with hands.'" But even on this point, their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, "Have you no answers? What is it that they testify against you?" But he was silent and did not answer. Again, the high priest asked him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" And Jesus said, "I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power and coming in the clouds of heaven." And then the high priest tore his clothes and said, "Why do we still need witnesses? You have heard this blasphemy. What is your decision?" All of them condemned him as deserving death. Some began to spit on him, to blindfold him, and to strike him, saying to him, "Prophesy." The guards also took him over and beat him.
So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, with Jesus between them. Pilate also had an inscription written and put on the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Two others also, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. When they came to the place that is called the skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminal on one and on one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by watching, but the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine, and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept defending him, saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserved for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you today, you will be with me in paradise."
Stand with me, if you would be so kind, as we come to our confession before the Lord. Lord God, forgive us, we pray. Lord God, forgive us and grant us courage to stand with you through pain and death, both yours and ours, that we may also share in your resurrection. Amen. You may be seated. From Mark 15. When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. At 3:00, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" We can hear the psalm that he was quoting from, Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me, from the words of my groaning? Yet, Lord, you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel, and you our ancestors trusted. They trusted you and you delivered them. To you they cried and were saved, and you they trusted and were not put to shame. But you, O Lord, do not be far away. O my help, come quickly. Come quickly to my aid. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. While the sun's light failed and the curtain of the temple was torn in two, and then Jesus, crying out in a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend myself." Having said this, he breathed his last, and when the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God and said, "Certainly this man was innocent." And when all the crowds who had gathered there for this spectacle saw what had taken place, they returned home beating their breasts. But all his acquaintances, including the women which had followed him from a distance, which had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching these things. Now there was a good and righteous man named Joseph who, though a member of the council, had not agreed to their plan and action. He came from the Jewish town of Arimathea, and he was waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he took Jesus down, wrapped in a linen cloth, and laid his body in a rock-hewn tomb where no one had ever laid before. I ask that you arise again. We have come and we've confessed. The Lord hears confession and responds. Hear these words from the crucified, risen Lord. Peace be with you. You are forgiven.